Our Brethren in California. St. Helena, California, December 11th, 1908. To our brethren in California. Last night, instruction was given me for our people. I seemed to be in a meeting where representations were being made of the strange work of Brother Mackin and his wife. I was instructed that it was a work similar to that which was carried on in Orrington, in the state of Maine, and in various other places after the passing of the time in 1844. I was bidden to speak decidedly against this fanatical work. I was shown that it was not the Spirit of the Lord that was inspiring Brother and Sister Mackin, but the same spirit of fanaticism that is ever seeking entrance into the remnant church. Their application of Scripture to their peculiar exercises is Scripture misapplied. The work of declaring persons possessed of the devil and then praying with them and pretending to cast out the evil spirits is fanaticism which will bring into disrepute any church which sanctions such work. I was shown that we must give no encouragement to these demonstrations, but must guard the people with a decided testimony against that which would bring a stain upon the name of Seventh-day Adventists and destroy the confidence of the people in the message of truth which they must bear to the world. The Lord has done a great work for His people in placing them on vantage ground. It is the duty of the church to cherish its influence. Precious are the words, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." John 5, verse 39. The words of inspiration, carefully studied and prayerfully obeyed, will thoroughly furnish unto all good works. As a denomination, we need to look more continually to God for guidance. We are living in an evil age. The perils of the last days are upon us. Because iniquity abounds, Satan presumes to bring in all kinds of delusive theories upon those who have tried to walk humbly with God and who are distrustful of self. Shall self-confident fanatical men come to these humble souls, assuring them that they are possessed of evil spirits, and after praying with them affirm that the devil is cast out? Such are not the manifestations of the Spirit of God, but of another spirit. I call upon every church to beware of being led to think evil of those who, because distrustful of self, fear that they have not the Holy Spirit. There are those who have followed their own ways instead of the ways of God. They have not acknowledged the light that God has graciously given, and because of this, they have lost the power to distinguish between darkness and light. There are many who have heard much in regard to the path they ought to follow, but who ignore the requirements God makes of them. Their light does not shine in works that reveal the principles of truth and holiness. It is this class who, in time of test, will accept falsehood and erroneous theories for the truth of God. Great light has been given to the people of God. Let our people awake and go forward to perfection. You will be exposed to the fallacies of satanic agencies. Fearful waves of fanaticism will come. But God will deliver the people who will earnestly seek the Lord and consecrate themselves to His service.